The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from hallowed ground on an Indian burial ground. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. I'm joined by my co-host, Mr. Nick Ramirez. Also in Studio B, we've got Dogwater Dick flying solo today. We've been abandoned by the team, but instead, we've got the fake choir to make some heavenly noises.
Oh my God!
Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Hi there.
Can't wait.
Yeah. How are you guys? Welcome to the show.
Rippers.
That was a hell of an intro, dude.
That's the show.
Who wrote your fabulous theme song?
That would be Aversion Therapy. A lot of good work by Evan and the boys.
Yes.
Evan and Bruce. Cool.
And of course, Bruce. Got to mention Bruce.
We should play the whole thing sometime.
I've got to call our friend Russell, who is American Indian, and tell him that anywhere he buries anything is Indian burial ground. So that means, like,
right.
if he buries his junk in someone's ass,
sure,
that's an Indian burial ground.
Wow. Yeah,
sure, that never occurred to me until just now.
So no, you should have him come over and like bury something in your backyard, like a little toy car,
or really?
Then you could block them from knocking down the house because it's protected.
Really, you could bury anything anywhere, and it would be an Indian burial.
You can't knock this house down.
Namaste.
Is he full percent Indian? Or?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Oh
big
yeah.
Time, like Paiute motherfucker.
Is he
tall
is
as fuck?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Both.
I'm sure he's out of the closet or not.
He's also a
allegedly
a local professional at a wonderful company, and they do good work.
Oh, cool.
And since I don't know the status of mentioning any of that, I'm not going to bring up any like industry or business names. So.
Yeah, yeah. But me and Russell hang out a lot.
Those guys are homosexuals, allegedly.
Can we get another namaste and move on?
Oh yeah, good idea.
There's namaste.
There's no alleged about Rick.
Right. Well, I haven't done it in a while. I might not be anymore. It's been a long time.
It's worn off.
Yeah.
Pump the fluid in me, Louie.
So. It's been a while.
That was from Transfusion.
I'm so thrilled when somebody knows that.
Thank you.
So yeah, we use it in reference to so
put a gallon in me, Alan. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Right? I haven't heard that before.
Shoot. It's a great juice. Song.
It's a really Marcus. It's a really
horribly mixed
50s song.
Okay.
And
okay.
I think
with
I think,
car crash noises a lot.
Yes. And,
like
and
a, yeah.
And but and Eddie from Eddie in the Subtitles is planning on. We're planning on covering that later.
Oh, groovy.
Modernizing it.
You should do Ape Call, too.
What does he say? Pump a gallon in me?
Yeah.
Put a gallon in me.
Pump a gallon in me, Alan.
Put a gallon in me, Alan. Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Wow.
Yeah.
Spunk.
How many demographics can we offend in the first like 3 minutes?
Oh no, show? I'm running out of namaste's.
Namaste.
There we go. There we go. We've cleansed the palate.
Do we have a namaste-zle? Do we have a namaste-zle in
you? You need to get the namaste. Why don't we
namaste-zle?
The save blood. Save it for later. We might need it.
Save what?
Save them namaste-zle for later.
Oh,
we might need it.
You're
true.
Right. We're using up all our magic right in the first 5 minutes.
Well, hi, Mark Ernest.
Well, hi,
yeah.
Rory.
Been
a
long
you?
Time no see here in the
yes.
Dogwater Studios.
Yep.
Or at least on the podcast.
3 or 4 years or something.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But you've been here more recently to record with your fine band.
Nope.
Nope, that was the last time.
That was us.
That was them. With the other band.
Waited the time.
They
right?
play with other people.
Yeah, we did with
you know.
Reno Such Band Wars. Well, hi, welcome to the show, Marcus and Jason.
Thank you, dude.
I was completely confused and thought they had actually been on before because they are such enormous giants in the Reno music scene. Why wouldn't they have already been on the show?
We talked about it.
You would think we must hate them for them not to have been on for this long.
No, but we've kissed their ass on previous podcasts.
We always talk like that they're great. They were in the Nowhere Nevada movie.
That's right. Well, big choir, yeah, and we played that before.
Right.
Yeah, they've been on the show, just not on the show.
Right.
Yes. Well, not in person. Welcome to the room.
Amen. It was good that we got to come here before, though, because now we're even better prepared for today.
Sweet. Excellent.
They knew what kind of bullshit they were facing coming in this.
And they are munching on popcorn and drinking the lovely Russian-owned Pabst Blue Ribbon.
PBR's. Don Geronimo would not approve.
Popcorn and PBR.
What is the Russian? Strovia? What do they say?
Yes. Goal.
Score. I didn't know that.
That's Swedish.
Yeah.
Strovia. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Well,
fuck you, Nick.
Thanks.
That's what they all say.
That's what they say.
That's what they say in Germany. Ah, oh, my comrades. Fuck you, Nick.
Everybody drink.
L'chaim. No, wait. That's something.
Damn. Stolichnaya.
That is a brand. All right. Close.
Right. Vodka.
Anyway, so hey, how are you guys doing?
If you fast forwarded by now, it's okay, and you can come back to this later.
Or not.
Hey, Nick and Rick, what have you guys been up to?
Oh, my
God. How was your week?
I'm so fucking tired.
Did you do something besides record bands at your house?
Yeah.
You did?
I did.
Okay, then I will listen.
No, it's not stuff I want to talk about, though.
Please enlighten
us. You had gay sex. No. Congratulations.
No, it's the opposite of having gay sex.
Oh, you cut it off?
No, I discovered. Oh,
sex?
I don't know. I may bleep this out later. I in the past week I developed a horrific hemorrhoid.
Oh, don't delete this out.
I hate it when
I'm going to bring this up repeatedly throughout the show, so you can't delete.
Oh
this.
My God, I had to go. So I actually had to go to the doctor and be like, "What the fuck? Why is this so horrible?" Oh, so yeah, God. And my job involves sitting down a lot. So I hate my life.
Do you have the little donut pillow?
I wish. Now I know. I remember seeing that joked about on MASH as a child, and I didn't understand how useful something like that would be. And now I know.
You can go pick one up at the drugstore.
It was great. The doctor said.
I bet they have one at Ridley's.
The doctor said things like, "Wow, there's no necrification or anything," and I'm like, "What? What could I have gotten had I waited longer?" Like he said, something exactly. And no, he said this isn't that bad. I thought it's not that bad. This is fucking horrible. Like it was really awful.
So what were the symptoms like? How did you realize?
The symptoms were
Wait, I might be experiencing this, and I just haven't sought out treatment.
No,
yet.
You know, you wouldn't not know. You know, there's sort of like
were blood farts
a bit
involved?
Of a no, oh. No blood at all. Thank you, Jesus. And I've heard that happens. And the doctor said, "Is there any blood?" And I said, "No, God, there's no blood. I would have run to you. I wouldn't have waited." And he said, "Oh, well, sometimes when there's blood, it heals faster." And I'm like, "Jesus Christ, this is horrible. Getting old." So yeah, my asshole is falling apart. I just would like everybody to know.
Hey, congratulations.
So it's just sort of a bulge down there, and then it became terrible pain.
Wow.
Terrible
It's a
pain.
Shitty weekend, man.
Yeah, so and I had to keep working. So it's been a few days, and I went there today, and he gave me a lovely cream and told me it would go away, and he better not be lying, because I'm miserable.
Wow.
So I've been a little edgy lately, so if anybody, if I've ever seemed edgy, I have a hemorrhoid, and I'm in pain.
Are you sure it's not the coffee?
There's that too.
Ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience, please do us a favor and keep Rick's butthole in your thoughts
and
prayers.
Yes, pray
tonight.
For my butthole, because it needs help terribly. But it has been seen by a professional.
I'm going to put that on a prayer card at church on Sunday.
Among others.
But I'm gonna spell it all weird with like extra apostrophes and silent letters.
And backwards B.
Right.
Yeah.
B-U-T-T-W-H-O-L-E. There you go. With an accent.
Of all the E.
An umlaut. I want an umlaut in my butthole.
So somebody at a Catholic mass will be thinking about Rick's butthole. Butthole.
Butthole.
And just know that's you, Rick.
Yeah, so you know when something like that happens and you feel like, do I want to just keep this a secret from the world or do I want to shout it from the highest mountaintop?
Embrace it. Yeah. Embrace it.
No, I just want to shout it from the highest mountaintop.
It is now a part of the show, and I will call back to it throughout the episode.
Thank you. No, it's good to just be out there. You know,
yeah.
My condolences.
It's fucking awful. Sorry.
I don't want to see. No.
So
pictures.
If you have a hemorrhoid, go to the doctor and get the cream before it necrophies. And he used another word
spooky.
That was like, I forgot what the other word was. A thrombosis. He says there's very little thrombosis.
That's a fancy word for swelling, I believe.
I looked it up and it was when clotting occurs inside of a vein. He said, you have very little thrombosis and no necrophication. So apparently my hemorrhoid is beautiful. As far as they go,
hemorrhoid you could have.
Yeah, and I haven't gotten laid in so long. That's the first time any guys come near my ass in like years. So I guess I should count my lucky spots on this, right?
Yeah.
Put a gallon in the Allen.
Was he cute? Yeah.
My doctor is not a handsome man. I love him, but he's not a handsome man. So.
Apparently he's an ass man though.
Yeah, he can be. You know what? He's been less helpful with other things. Where I'm like, hey, what's a spot on my face? And he's like, I don't know. I just keep looking at it. I'm all, no, freeze it. And he's all, okay, whatever you want. Like, so he always seems like he does whatever I want him to, but he doesn't seem to
have
know.
Have you been developing warts?
I would. No, well, there. No, it's a seborrheic keratosis.
A cyst?
No, it's like it looks like dripped wax on your skin, kind of. And I had one on my chest, and I had one on my leg, and it's like a
you're melting.
Thing. Yeah, I'm falling to pieces. Boy, melting. I'm never going to get laid after this show airs. Right? It's like, well, he's covered in warts and has hemorrhoids, and
he's a really great
he's
guy.
A fucking really good lot of personality.
Super personality.
Very Richard's life is like a carcass record. So I'm not excited by that prospect of Richard's life as a carcass record. Although you never know.
That's a great album title, though.
Or Richard's life is a carcass record?
Yeah.
Or some sort of performance artist.
Yeah, oh, totally, yeah.
Sounds like a Cannibal album.
Oh, but I was going to say, the doctor doesn't know anything about that stuff, but the hemorrhoids, he was like, oh, yeah, this is going to happen, you can do this and this and this, and here's that. He was like right on top of it.
Quit
so.
Dropping popcorn all over the floor,
be,
you pig.
Oh,
this is somebody's bedroom. Dude,
yeah, that's true. Poor Nevada's going to sleep on that popcorn.
He's wasting my popcorn.
God, they're slobs.
And we don't have the...
punk rock degenerates.
We don't have the intern to come pick it up.
Yeah, we should have an intern to get us beers and stuff.
We're all out of interns.
He's left the room, so are we beer time?
Do we need to be beard?
I could use one.
Yeah, I'm going to go grab that, so talk amongst yourselves.
It's kind of warm in here.
Well, you know what I did this weekend?
What did you do, Nick?
Is I went to a beautiful wedding. My friends Danielle and Josh got married this weekend.
Yay, weddings.
Yeah, it was fantastic. You know, other than that, I can't really top Rick's asshole. Like,
yeah.
You know,
speeches.
Are you sure you can't top Rick's asshole?
Well, we went to First Fridays.
I had a wonderful First Friday with Mr. Jeff Dunn this past week. Thanks for everybody who joined us down at the Foxy Olive. We'll be coming up again next month on, what is it, November 7th, 6th, something like that, with John and Margie. I'm having a little duet join me at the First Friday, and that should be a lot of fun.
As in John of Candy Shop?
Yes.
The Candy Shop?
John and Margie of Candy Shop. They're doing their own John and Margie stuff.
The John and Margie show.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
That'll be a good time. But no, we had a great time with Jeff. There's a good crowd. Jeff totally convinced me that, yes, I do need to buy myself a new guitar. The one you sold me, Mark, is not good enough.
Jeff can convince anybody to do anything.
Right. So, I'm not surprised
I like it. It's very personable, has a unique sound, but it is difficult to play, and it is a bane of my existence. And I like that I've like stubbed my fingers on it all year. But now it's time to get an actual like nice sounding guitar that I
can play
well.
Which one did
you
give him?
I gave him the acoustic, the fake,
the red
the fake Fender. Yeah.
Well, he
bought it off me. I didn't.
That was pretty cool.
It's been great to use. It's like it's shown me the difference between my straight acoustic and one.
He needs a real professional performance.
I need
guitar.
Something I can play with now.
Well, that
I'm
one
not
it
bad.
Would give you some feedback every once in a while, right? That,
yes,
the big hole in there.
Sexually,
yeah. But it's cool.
I think that's the real title. The hole.
Yeah,
the
big hole.
That's the real
sexually.
Yeah. It's a tough sounding little beast. I do like it. I do like it a lot. I just need to get something else.
Did you ever change the strings ever, or is it the same string?
No, I've changed them twice.
Oh, okay.
I put on the same weight strings, and then I put on some... I have to give myself the... so I've changed the strings twice, once with the same gauge strings, and then with some lighter strings. Can you guys still hear me?
Corey, I want to know more about your guitar.
It's really nice. Mark sold it to me, as I mentioned.
I can't see the house out here.
I'm bored of this.
Okay.
right, let's get back to hemorrhoids for fuck's sake.
Bring back something interesting.
Talking about music, let's talk about butts. Butts and gross stuff. So how do you... Okay, I did have a question that I didn't pose when we were talking about the hemorrhoid. Because I'm really concerned.
By the way,
this.
Listening audience, this is Marcus.
Yeah. I'm concerned because, like, okay, is there something, like, actually hanging from your butt?
Oh,
like you're sitting there and you're going to the bathroom and you're like, oh, there's something foreign hanging from my butt.
Yeah.
I need to get this checked out.
So, dude, and the fun thing was that then I searched it on my phone. And so every time I went to Google search afterwards, it was all I would start to type like, oh, I want to know about, you know, the new Foo Fighters album. And I would start to type Foo and it was all WebMD Foo hemorrhoids. Is that what you want? WebMD hemorrhoids?
Right. Like, I'm sorry I whipped that rap so back I gotta, around to that. But
so that you don't have to do that and fuck up your phone so that hemorrhoids comes up every time you search anything like I have to deal with now. It says that you can get them on the outside, the ring, or on the inside. And it's a vein that that swells up from your pushing and straining its stool because you have giant dry poo that doesn't come out fast enough.
Oh, God. Okay. Wow. And then sorry.
So it is like a bulge, like that.
Guys,
comes out more when you're pooing.
Did you hear that? It's the sound of people turning off their internet connection.
So any of you that put this on for lunchtime, like, I'm really sorry.
Okay.
Talk about my ass so much.
Rory, I was going to say when I repost this on Facebook.com/vaguechoir,
yeah.
I'm going to put...
Tune in around 7:24. Right,
no, close. I'm going to put, if you make it through the first 5 minutes, you're a better man than I.
Everybody, now when I go to your guys' show, everybody will know me as the hemorrhoids guy. So that's awesome.
Well, it's good to have ambition, Richard. That's great.
I think these are important things to talk about.
No, hey, by the way, on the show, it's not Richard, but Dick.
Oh, it is Dick.
No, I love Richard, though. Tom Gordon calls me Richard, and I think it's so cool. So it is my name.
You'll always be a dick to me.
And Marcus, later after the show, if you'd like me to, I'd love to look at your ass and tell you what.
No, I'm sure I'm fine.
I'm down.
Rick is a trained professional.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of assholes.
Hi-oh.
So not a lot.
And it's a very
I've seen certain assholes a bunch of times. Yeah.
He's seen a lot of assholes and he's rocked them all.
He walked these streets, the back alleys, in fact. Let's have some music.
Oh, yes. Yeah. What song goes good after a lot of hemorrhoid talk?
Jason, I'm going to have to kick you out of the room here. You can come back in and talk more.
That's cool.
In a
I finished
bit.
The popcorn.
He was eating all the popcorn.
You need to go make
some
more.
Did he all eat of it? All? Jason ate all of the popcorn.
That's like 700 calories worth of popcorn.
Yeah, he's been lifting weights all day. He already burned it off. Like, he's negative calories.
He burned it. He burned
it
off
walking in here
3 days ago.
He's going to burn it off. On them drums
almost two bags to your head. That's fucking.
So
I gotta. So while we wait for Jason to get in the room,
I was helping.
How long has the Vague Choir been playing? Like longer than this podcast.
You can just read the Reno News and Review.
That's what I was just gonna say.
Because they were just in the Reno News and Review
They're
talking about this
last week.
And it was such a great article. It was like, oh well. First
well,
it was
let
me
ask my own fucking question to my own goddamn interview.
Sorry,
that's okay.
Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, I don't know. What did we say?
You guys,
I think we started. I started playing with you guys in 2007.
Sexually,
when it was Mr. Vague,
right? And then me, you, Jason,
right?
And then yes, that as well. And then
we went to Minnesota and recorded an album after I'd been in the band for 3 weeks.
Yes. Why'd you go to Minnesota to record an album?
Because I'm crazy.
That's awesome.
He had connections in Duluth, or
I used to live.
You know people.
I know people.
A
and then we. Mr. Vague lasted about another year, and then I did solo things under Mr. Vague or Mark Ernest or that schmuck or whatever.
And then for a while it wasn't Vague Choir, just kind of a catch-all for Mark Ernest and whoever he's talked into playing a
right.
Sort
okay.
of. I put my name in front of it, like the egotistical prick that I am. And then we got back together for real like 3 to 4 years ago. And
that's probably like 11 maybe
around 11-ish. The time we had you on the first
it was
about
like right
then.
It was like almost right before that, I bet.
Mark Ernest was a guest in our first season of the Worst Little Podcast. Please check the previous episodes.
back a few years.
Yeah. And then and then it just became Vague Choir after that, and just the three of us, and that's it.
Nice.
Solid. Fascinating. I know it's not you
well
know,
so now
lunch,
what are you gonna play for us?
Oh, well, we thought we would do two songs that are totally new that we
nice
fucking
that
badass
are not, that are not
back
recorded.
To back.
Oh, your new CD is available at
another
Recycled Records.
Worst Little Podcast exclusive.
Do you have it at Discology as well?
It's not a Discology.
Dave is pissed that more local artists are not bringing their CDs.
Well, we'll bring them some.
So go down by the river, everybody listening in the sound of my voice who has a CD, and give it to Dave.
If you're in a band who has marketable merch of CD,
Dave
audio
wants
in
a local
physical
section.
Format, yeah, that's a great shop. They do good work, and they will want to sell
it. Is it still above
shit.
Blue Moon, or is it moved?
No, he's moved.
It's by the okay.
Movie it's on the river by the movie theater downtown.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's in that strip like you were.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Silly of me not to.
The fancy shops.
Yeah, fancy shops. But it's also online, like everywhere. Like, you can get it off iTunes, Amazon, Spotify,
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp. Oh, yeah. That's the biggie.
Ooh, Spotify.
Fakechoir.bandcamp.com. Yeah. But we're going to do two that aren't on the record. So.
Fucking rad. This is new, new.
But it'll be on the next record.
This is so awesome.
Pop our cherries.
So the first one, shall we go?
Yeah, no, let me get ready here.
Okay. You can set it up. Keep talking. Play whatever.
The first song is called "Ditch Days," and I'm not sure what it's about.
JT, can you hear us?
Yeah.
All right, bro.
Are you receiving? Are you receiving me?
I'm receiving.
The minute I close my eyes, everything veers to the right. Traveling down another hill, living through sheer force of will. Ditch days to now meant so clear. Ditch days of living.
Yeah.
couch.
Nice.
Motherfucker.
This is smoking.
Is there something wrong with me that I've heard the new Jack White album one time and not one of his songs was as cool as that to me?
Is that wrong with me?
That's my opinion as well.
But I mean, he did everything first, so how could you guys be better than him? I don't understand.
No, that's funny.
Something's wrong with my microphone.
Oh, no.
It's sinking to the ground.
Sinking oh,
sound.
No.
I'll get it.
Okay. Really? Sure? Okay.
Yeah. So now another one. That was pretty fun, dude.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
He's going to do two for two.
Oh, shall we do
that? It's two for two.
Shall we just do the
Just roll on.
Like that. So, well, we want to make you guys play a lot, right?
Sure, why not?
I mean, you've never been here.
More music, less hemorrhoids.
Woo! That's what we're all about. More music, less hemorrhoids.
So
we're gonna have
here
Max
on the
volume.
Worst little podcast.
We
coming
gotta
up.
Have Max cut a spot for us saying that.
And now the worst little podcast with fewer hemorrhoids than last episode.
Was that Nick saying that? Oh, that was you. Sorry.
You're really bad with it. Nick's not even in the room.
But you never know.
I don't know where
Mark's already.
Marcus
is already drunk.
No, I'm not. I only had two beers.
Drunk. You're drunk, Jason? Excellent.
Sweet. So this is another... You ready there, Marcus?
Not quite yet.
Marcus being the baby of the bunch, it only takes him two beers to really get loaded.
Dude, you guys are great.
Thank you.
Fucking
that
bad.
One came out pretty good. Dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it sounded pretty close to
normal. Can you hear us good enough in there, JT?
I'm
all right.
Okay.
So these two and a bunch of others we're writing are going to be on a record we'll probably end up doing next year, probably, or so. Cool. And this is a song that is called The Numbers Game.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was so awesome.
That was a ride.
Christ.
You're also fucking good.
You just made up for the front part of the show, dude.
Yeah.
I think we well, got good.
Redeemed. It's hard to blot out my hemorrhoid, but you did it.
We are the Tux of rock and roll.
The Tux medicated pads. Get
real, Mark, you are one of the most exciting people to watch play music in whatever position you're playing on the stage.
Yeah. How many bands are you in?
I'm just in two. I'm in this one, Vic Choir, and then I sing for a band called the Sisters of Doom.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting name. Might need to have them on the show sometime.
Mm.
There's six of us, so we'll have to figure out.
Yes, we'll need to talk logistics later.
But it's a... Am I supposed to come in here? Yeah, go ahead.
That was good, dude.
It's a sludge...
Dude,
it's
that
a,
was excellent. That was excellent. You sounded great, man.
Fantastic.
It's a sludge pop supergroup, so with people from other bands, basically.
Love the Sisters Doom.
Yes. Well, yes.
How many groups are you in, JT?
I don't know. Three. I think really just three right now.
Yeah. What are they? Name them out. Shout outs.
Weight of the Tide, referred to as Watt.
Watt, did you say?
Of course, the Vague Choir. Sans the Vague Choir.
Right. It's and, just Vague Choir.
And
right.
as always, Cranium. Cranium nice. Lives on.
Yeah.
Is it Cranium will be, I'm sorry, Cranium, this is
plug. Big news
An
here?
Announcement to the world.
Another exclusive.
Cranium will be 20 years old in July.
Yay. Wow.
Hey-o.
That's insane.
Crazy. Yeah, that's crazy. And we only have two albums.
One every
but
10
you are
years,
one of those like secret legendary Reno bands that, you know, like of high musical caliber that you got to catch it when you can.
Other bands that's have right. to have five or six albums before anybody gives a fuck. But with only two, everybody talks about you like
and
you're
still
just
nobody
legendary.
Gives a fuck.
They gave a fuck before they even put one out. It was, you know.
It was a funny thing.
People
it was
blown away.
What's the current lineup of the Cranium right now? Same as it's been for...
Dave Adams on bass, yeah. Ryan Hall,
okay.
and myself.
Cheers.
And you're Cheers. Not changing the name to Cranial Galactic Orchestra?
Well, you know what?
Now, what exactly is that?
So I have
How
to retract my statement, actually. Cranium is now Cranial Galactic Orchestra because I think what we're... aiming to do in the future is going to be kind of an expanded band type of thing with guest musicians and maybe dual drummers.
Space rock.
And I don't know. We'll just kind of see what happens.
That sounds
awesome.
It's
going to be pretty cool.
I'm excited.
Very cool.
I'm excited about the dual drummer thing.
That'll be intense.
That'll be too much, bro.
Hopefully.
I don't know if I can handle it.
Hopefully it will be as insane as I am envisioning it. So we'll see what happens.
I think it will be.
Well, I you know, just as a point of reference for myself, I did get to go see this tour of Yes with Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howe, the group formed out of the original members of Yes.
Yeah.
And they had two enormous percussion sets.
This is like a while ago, right?
Oh, yeah. This is like 91.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is that way back. Cool. And yes, there was a just drum on drum. Like solid 10 minute go pee, take your dog for a walk, come back, drum solo.
Yeah.
And it was intense shit. And I think I got high for the first time there.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
It was just
I didn't smoke anything, but
contact, huh?
There was something I smelled in the air that I didn't smell for a few more years after that. And that was definitely marijuana.
Yeah. I can imagine.
And I wrecked my car because I was high and didn't know it.
Really?
Yeah.
Marcus,
other long story. What about you?
What
bands are you in currently, Marcus?
I'm doing Vague Choir, obviously, and then Weight of the Tide with Jason too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is that it?
It's pretty cool. That's all I'm doing right now. All right. We did.
He does have a gig with Evanescence coming up.
Yes, it's a huge gig.
Wow.
They're both gonna sit on his face.
No, I'm not doing that. But yeah, we're doing Weight of the Tide too. We recorded some stuff here. Just demo stuff.
A few
like
weeks ago,
I know,
right?
Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, about a month ago.
Mark was working on some demo stuff with Sisters Doom, and we're working on some demo stuff with
Weight
of the Tide.
Dude, that Weight of the Tide stuff was so rad.
It's pretty cool. And then, you know, we had an album we recorded forever ago, and it should be coming out hopefully before the end of the year. Then we sent it off.
Doubt
it.
And then they laughed.
We sent it off to this dude, what, a couple months ago. It's been done since, like, April, and it still hasn't come out yet, but...
trying to get it mastered.
Of last year.
It's already mastered and everything. It's just trying to get it put out, but it's came out great. I mean, I think it's going to be cool. I mean, there's a lot of good music. I mean, just us three in here, there's a shit ton of music coming out.
It's a hard rock album.
Shit, I got a 19-year-old cousin in Missouri who's got a record label. He would have had that shit for you 2 weeks ago.
Well, we sent it to this guy in the
instead,
UK.
Instead, it's been 3 years.
It's all right. It's going to be good, and I think there's lots of good things from everybody in the room coming up. You know what I mean? Mm. I mean, it's not just...
When fuck your guys is, I was just looking at your guys' new CD that's available at Recycled Records. It is so fucking cool when you open it up, how the booklet like lines up in the with the inner thing and the picture, all that. I opened it up and was all, oh my god, that's so clever. So
yes, that was just Danger of Cherry Bear.
Isn't she fucking awesome?
That was her idea.
Great job.
Yeah, she's so smart.
She did. We did the photos, but then she did all the layout and put it together and stuff.
That is so. Go buy that fucking thing and look at it. Don't just download it because it's really cool.
Good job, Jess.
It's a nice job.
Don't even play it. Just look at it.
Exactly.
you can also buy it at our shows when I remember to bring the box.
Yeah.
If you play it and look at it. Nice little shout out for Cherry Bear Records. And speaking of shout outs, I am going to mention Weybridge Records, my former 19-year-old cousin's record label in Missouri. Check it out. He's putting out local punk rock bands from the Midwest.
Ooh.
And he's in a couple of bands himself.
Yeah, no.
And then I'd also like to mention our fine sponsors of the show, Reno Computer Fix. Check them out on South Wells, right by Dandelion Deli's at Vassar and Wells.
Wells and Vassar.
Reno Computer Fix. They won't wax your car, but they will water your dog. You can buy local art. You can get your computer fixed. You can buy a refurbished computer. You can look at hot chicks who work there, work on your computer. And who doesn't like that?
I might have
Reno Computer Fix.
Thank you, Max.
That's awesome.
Yeah? Wow. No?
Well, that's awesome.
Friend of the show, Max Volume.
I wish
the
I could
Worst Little Podcast.
Hey, Max, do you ever listen to the Worst Little Podcast?
Max? In the room?
Max? This is Max Volume, and I never listen to the Worst Little Podcast.
You asshole. You asshole.
We hate you, Max.
Fuck him.
Right. No, fuck you, Max.
Fabulous.
Yeah. What is thought?
What does it take, Mac?
Coke.
Yeah.
What do you really think about me?
Do you want the pussy or do you want to be a pussy?
Hey, I said, what do you think about me? Not your philosophical ramblings on life, old man.
I think it was on your life.
Rory, I take shits as big as you.
Yeah, see, now the truth comes out. Now, finally.
Makes it personal.
It's the last time you're on this show, Volume.
What not is the simpleton's
is that
crutch? Is
your real name, sir?
Allegedly.
What would Lemmy do?
Probably
Coke.
And there you have it.
Thank you.
Can I ask a technical question? Does he have any? Does he have any effects on his voice, or is that just
no?
It?
That's Max.
That's
Max. In fact, that's Max, and I had to roll off some of the bass
because
it was too bassy. Like so. So the only thing on that voice is that there's less bass than there really was.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that was creepy as shit.
Yeah.
On headphones, please don't do that again.
I would love to just sit around and be able to do that all day and get paid for it. Oh, yeah.
We pretend to do that here, but we don't get paid for it.
Yeah, it sucks. I know.
Kind of like playing music.
Oh, that kind of like
it's kind of like we have a band that performs every week and never gets paid for it.
Join the club,
yes. Welcome to our lives.
Yeah. At least you guys get rehearsal. I don't want to see these guys the rest of the week.
Yeah, right.
Well, is Rick? I forget which one. One of them. Every time I take a nap, I always try to put something in my ear, and it's soft, and I don't know.
Definitely
it's wet
dog water.
It's wet
dog water. Dirt.
Red Rocket, go home.
Should we do more songs? And then I'll come back to the time for the quiz.
Yeah, and while we're doing that, Rory, turn your phone off and on.
Plugged it in and out. And
turn it off and on.
Oh, wasn't what it was. It was the guitar, right, Mark?
Yeah, I think it might have been. I cinched up on the
Mark has a thing with destroying guitar
chords.
Yeah,
that input on that guitar has seen better days, bro.
Yes.
Even though you just got it fixed.
Yeah.
So Mark's hole is in distress as well.
Yeah, well, not quite as much as yours, Richard. Right. But
well, when it's him, it's cooler than when it's like our technical difficulty, you know. And it's not like his mistake. His guitar is just rock and roll. It wants to go.
His mistake was coming onto this show.
He's a mistreater of guitars.
What are we gonna do?
He just can't help himself.
All right, Jason, get the hell out of here. We're trying to vamp and give you time.
Christ.
Hey, here, I'll
remember how I said you were going to get to talk more when you came back in here? I lied.
Not true.
Well, no, we guarantee when you get back this time, you'll be able to talk a lot more.
Nick.
That's also a lie, but we'll go with it.
Hey, Nick.
Yes, sir.
Do you want us to do the song from the film?
Oh, that would be fantastic.
The song from the movie.
Talk about it while we get ready.
That is that the scene?
I'm not just saying that it's a good song. It's called It's Good.
And what scene is it featured in the movie? Is that giving away too much?
We'll just say it's right before he has to see his mom with some bad news.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Lovely mom played by the beautiful Corey Lynn.
Yeah. Awesome.
What song plays on the sex scene?
Awesome performance. That's Gunshot Liquor.
I'm such a dumbass. Of course that's Gunshot Liquor.
Dude, I was all stoked we were on the sex scene.
And because that's what I had it mixed. I've only seen the movie like 5 times. You'd think I'd remember.
No, Marcus, we didn't get the sex scene. We got the most somber moment in the film.
Yeah, that's the story of my life.
That song is a little too sad for sex, unless it's terrible sex.
No, but I so, like crying.
Thank you.
I like climaxing.
Climax.
That's a rad word.
And with that.
Nothing happened.
Hold on, dude.
Thank you all very much for setting the scene.
Am I the only one? You've never heard the climax?
I never heard that.
I'm going to use it, though. I'm going to do it.
Little emo boys. Climaxing.
So, well, thanks for doing it, man.
Oh,
I love
you're
this
welcome.
Song so much.
You're giving me a climax?
And it's for Marianne. And so we'll do this. And then we'll do a song from the record afterward.
Sweet.
And yeah, away we go.
Tell me it's hard to live.
dreads. It's good to rely on the ones that you love. Good that you feel you can trust everyone. I don't know why I don't feel this way. Just need more in my life. That is good. I wish I were you. Trust everyone. I don't know why I don't feel this way. Just need more in my life, like you.
God damn you guys.
Okay. Beautiful, man.
So nice.
There's been a bunch of times in my time recording people, which hasn't been that long, but fucking where bands come in here and they're like, can you make that more dynamic? And I'm like, well, let's see. You all played at full volume at every single part of the song. No. No, I can't. If you want it more dynamic, why don't you be more dynamic? And you guys are fucking all over the road like that. That's so awesome. Yeah.
Thank you. That's the design.
Fuck.
Great tribe.
Beautiful.
What's
man.
Next? What you want to do?
We're going to do Bastard.
Yeah, put that bass back on. You're
sorry,
not done
dude,
yet.
Sorry, dude. I'm taking a break.
No, we'll do this and then we'll take another break because I'll have to retune anyway.
Breaks are for the week.
So this one's called I'll Be the Bastard, and it's on the record, and which is called Non-Ultra Joy. And you can ask Jason what that means, Non-Ultra Joy. It's a fascinating
Hey,
story.
Jason, what does that mean? Thank you for telling us. That's great. Let's hear the song now.
Jeez, what a dick. He's bigger than you, Rory, and I hope he punches you in the face.
I'll ask you when you come back in the room.
That's a good idea.
It has nothing to do with hemorrhoids, Rory.
I can guarantee that.
I didn't think it would. Right. I thought maybe it had to do with beating up, like, raver kits.
Yes!
although Jason might very well do that in his spare time. I don't think that that's what it's about. But anyway... Where was I? Oh, yes.
Day. There was a movie.
doesn't want to stop. I kick it off the chopping block. Bow out before we make a scene. The truth is always in between. I'll be the bastard this time.
Yeah.
Damn. Fuck, that was nice. So badass.
You guys are tight.
Oh, and I love the beginning where it totally caught me off guard. I'm all, oh, it's another slow song in my face.
Dude, hey, your voice that's, is so good, too.
Thank
fuck.
You. That's fun to do live after we do a slow song.
JD, come on back in.
Oh, my God.
It's fun to do live after we do a slow song because you can sort of see people drifting out, which happens a lot in our shows. You can see people drifting out, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, shit.
Oh, wait, wait. No, they're still rocking out.
Punk rock. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta admit that was kind of a gay song.
Oh, Chewy,
what a dick!
You guys are a bit of the old punk as fuck, as they might say.
Every once in a while.
Well, and like the article is saying, you guys fit in. You don't really fit in any.
Come back in, Jason.
Genre, you know, like you're
broad.
So's Brad. Your music is broad.
And Jason is totally capable of overplaying, but doesn't always have to, which is nice.
He very rarely does in this band.
Fuck.
There's a couple of them where he go. You're like, dude. it rules and then everybody's like, that guy rules, but then there's most songs like that one's just straight ahead but solid as hell.
But it's not like we ever I can't recall a time where I've ever said, hey Jason, that's
you need to back off a little bit. No
he tends to know sort of
that
when
song
when
is
to do
that. A tribute to my love for Taylor Hawkins.
Yeah, little Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, he rocks. I'm sending out an Instagram of
in my
biggest little podcast.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, wow.
The worst biggest little podcast I ever sat down.
Hey, get the name of the damn show right.
Son of a bitch.
Or I will not give you the Reverend Rory bump.
And then it comes up. Yeah. Wooster Little Podcast.
Yes, the Wooster Little Podcast. Let's definitely get associated with a high school.
Let's
production.
Sue them.
Yeah.
Poor school kids.
I mean, it's my high school alma mater.
Yeah,
so
let's
they're WLP too? Fuck that.
Let's sue them. We were at WLP first.
Yeah.
They weren't even in eighth grade when we started.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Nerds.
Get your own fake radio show.
High schoolers.
We know.
Well, at least we get to talk about buttholes and stuff.
Worst is spelled WORST.
Zookeepers. Oh.
I want it to be the English version with an E on the
I've
end.
I've lost the questions again.
Or WUST.
Like,
worst. Like we're some kind of sausage.
And now we will be talking this week about summer sausages.
Oh, you know, the bratwurst there is really good.
Not to be confused with that podcast from Germany. All about sausages.
We talk about sausage.
Now is the time on Sprockets when we dance.
And we dance.
My monkey.
And now we dance.
That's for all you old people listening in the audience. That's right. If you catch that reference, you're at least 36, and you're old.
At least.
Oh, blast from the past. I watched The Last Starfighter today. 1984 is a masterpiece. Remember that?
Yeah, love that movie.
Dude, I remember watching it as a kid and thinking, this is amazing. It's a real spaceship. And watching it now, it's like, it's Tron. It's like worse than Tron. It's horrible. Horrible.
Tron was awesome. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No, but it's not supposed to be. It's not supposed to look like Tron. It's supposed to look like it's real, and it doesn't at all. Like, it was amazing.
You know, like the guy with the little flip up visor on his eyepiece that got
yes, we die. What do we do now? We die.
I just posted a thing on Instagram, and then it says, "Hot porn just followed you."
Yeah. Excellent.
I like being followed by hot porn.
No idea what
hot porn is.
That's your personal
you,
account, though, dude. They're not following us. They're following you, dude.
They're following me specifically.
Yeah.
Hey, well.
All right.
When they come in like just like this massive wave.
Yeah.
Buck is. Good point.
There's more.
Like your mom.
There's more of Chewy on the show than usual.
There's more Chewy on the show when he's not on the show.
And now we're going to take the quiz, though.
It's not so much a quiz as you guys all just go blow Rick.
Well, that's after the quiz, Chewy. Give me some fucking music. Jesus Christ.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'd like to welcome you to the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask these three fab guys a series of drab questions. They're going to make them uncomfortable and beg for their mothers. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I'm ready.
I'm ready
yes.
to beg.
Hey-o.
Yeah. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
All right. Mark, we didn't have the quiz started when you were last on the show.
Oh, no, you did have the quiz
started.
We did.
So
the questions have changed, I bet.
Some of the questions will be the same.
Oh, okay, well, there you go.
Some have changed.
We all forgot what you said, so
I'm going to start with some food questions. Food questions here. Mark, what is your favorite drunk food?
Ooh.
You lose points the longer you take.
Oh, shit.
And the points count.
A fake grilled cheese sandwich. So you don't actually make a grilled cheese sandwich because you're too drunk. So
toast?
You just toast it and you just
put butter on it.
No, you don't even do that.
Just you have two pieces of bread.
All you can
cheese,
do is
microwave.
All you can do no. All you can do is toast two pieces of bread and go into the refrigerator and get two things of cheese and boom, you're done.
Ah, okay.
That's all you can do.
I thought maybe you were so drunk you forgot
that's
the cheese.
That's a good answer.
I like your story better.
It's so dry.
Marcus.
Best drunk food, Jim Boy's without a doubt.
Yeah. Very popular answer.
Yes.
Can I say something about that really quickly?
Go ahead.
As one of my friends once said about Jim Boy's, though, chicken shouldn't squirt.
Yeah. You know why it's warm? It's from ancient Indian
piss.
That's
why I get the ground beef.
Chewy, stop.
I love Jim Boy's.
All right.
You get points for that.
Jason.
Favorite drunk food?
I would say Jim Boy's.
But
because it has been my favorite drunk food since I've been getting drunk.
You don't look like your average Jim Boy's customer.
Since the age of three.
Well, he'll eat bad food.
Oh, yeah.
He works it off.
Lots of it and not gain a pound, you fucking bastard.
He's negative
really,
calories.
Really, the best drunk food
he's
for me.
He's actually 87.
Yeah.
And Marcus just blew beer out of his nose, ladies and gentlemen. Out of his nose.
I just got a beer shower. That's
awesome. Dude, that was funny. I really apologize, dude. I'm sorry.
My favorite drunk food is Marcus's regurgitated beer.
Regurgitated PBR. I'm sorry, dude.
Coming soon on the next tour of
No, it's any pizza.
Pizza. Oh.
Any pizza.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
All right.
Pizza's a good common answer.
Gonna follow it up with another food question.
Spit
Jason.
It right in his face.
Trapped on a desert island.
Meshuggah and Rush.
Your mother, your lover, or your brother. Who do you cannibalize first?
Ooh.
My mother, my lover, or my brother?
Yes. And if you don't have a biological brother, best friends or sisters count.
My brother's he's a pretty stocky guy. He's got a lot of beef on him, so he'd last a
good
while.
Good marbling?
Yeah. My brother.
All right.
I love him.
Marcus.
Yeah?
You have a brother as well.
I have two brothers.
Who are also well-known in the Reno music scene.
I guess you could say that, yeah.
Sort of.
I'm like, yeah, they're good guys.
Your whole family.
I would never admit that.
Yeah, they're good guys.
They're good guys.
Wink, wink.
Great players, too.
Nudge, nudge.
So who'd you eat?
Yeah.
I don't have a lover, so my mom would probably be... I don't think my mom...
You could switch a lover for your right hand.
Probably eat my brother Mike because
go for the young meat.
He eats a lot. Well, it's young meat, and he eats a lot of like fatty foods. So it'd probably be a little more delicious.
Nice.
A little more calorie.
Mike, more delicious. I like
brother.
And Mark, lover, brother, or mother? Who do you cannibalize?
So is this currently?
Yes.
So my mom's dead. So
as she is today. Yes.
Okay. So I guess that would make the most sense, really, because then you don't have to kill anyone.
But it'll be jerky like.
But it'll be pretty
bad. Well, then I'll pick my brother then because he's about 3 inches shorter than me.
So you
but
can
he's
take
like,
him.
But he's like a bunch. No, he's a bunch wider. So it'd be perfect.
And
like,
you're plenty wide
in a buff way.
We love you, Mark Ernest. brother,
right?
Whom I've never met.
We're gonna eat you.
So I guess I'd pick Albert. Sorry,
okay. Barbecue brothers.
Albert, right, Ernest, you're mine.
You're on the list.
Kick you,
Albert Tartar.
Dear Albert, you can still come and visit me.
Yes,
it's okay.
All right, what was your first album you ever bought, Mark?
Ooh, that's a good question.
First album I ever bought or ever like got for a gift.
I purchased yourself.
No, I think that you wanted.
Actually, it indicates what you wanted as a child.
Yeah. Oh, I went.
Saved all your pennies.
I moved furniture before it was legal to do so, like when I was whatever, 13 or 14 or something. So with one of my first paychecks, I bought the first Pretenders record on cassette. Yeah. Mm.
Still cool, dude.
That's a really good answer.
Very cool. Yeah.
Marcus,
it's a good one.
Your first album.
What year did Thriller come out? Is that
82?
82. Yeah. 82?
Yeah, it was the same year the St. Louis Cardinals won the World Series.
Was that one Cars album with She Wants to Drive Me Home, was that came out the same year?
Yeah, about. That might have been a couple years.
A year later.
Or about a year.
I think it was.
I love it. She drives me crazy. Yeah, that's
no.
Amazing.
No. She wants to drive me home. Whoa. Tonight.
Yeah.
I think it was
Brian Adams.
Michael Jackson Thriller. I think it was the first one that we got. Right.
Also a good
answer. Oh, was that Don Henley?
And it was on LP. Too.
John Henley's Thriller.
I think
it's so boring. Yeah.
Not
it's
so
mother
thrilling.
In underwear.
I hope one of my brothers still has that. Matt might still have that
nice.
On vinyl.
Cool.
And then the Cars, the one with the chick on the front.
Heartbeat City.
Candy Heartbeat up? City, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember those two were the first ones. Oh, I think.
Oh, the first Cars to Cars.
The Cars with the girl on the front, though.
Oh,
it was
my
like,
God.
Who's going to take you home tonight?
Who's going to drive you home?
Yeah. That's Heartbeat City. Yeah.
Yeah, Heartbeat City.
Heartbeat
that's
City.
Also the one that had the ooh, ooh.
Well, Candio had a woman on the front, so did the Cars to Cars. So
you
so
might to check think it up, I'm too.
Crazy. Check it up, too.
All I want.
They like chicks. Okay, so Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Jason, your first album.
Well, I was a little bit of a late bloomer in the album thing, but this is sort of a funny story.
What could be a cassette tape or whatever?
This isn't going to really sound like I was a late bloomer for buying albums because it was like 1977.
Oh. Herb Alpert and the
78.
Brass Band.
So I was like seven years old in 78. And
Vibraphone solo real quick.
I had like some allowance saved up and I was out with my parents or my parents' friends. I don't know, this story's dragging on. Anyways, it was a KTEL.
Make a long story longer.
Here, ooh. It was a KTEL.
You got a KTEL.
Oh my God.
It's
KTEL
compilation.
And it had like the disco was
hits
happening.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I had got a KTEL disco comp.
Oh my God! Are you fucking serious?
I'm serious, and I don't have it anymore.
It's a great answer.
That is kind of
because I was ashamed
answer.
Of myself when I actually grew up and started actually liking music.
It had Disco Duck on it, didn't
but now
it?
I wish I had it back. It had a like Macho Man.
I had
YMCA
a bucket of records that I sold when I started getting into music, and that I traded in and was like, oh,
yeah.
And it was
totally
all this
stupid.
Great freak, stuff that I wish I still
dude,
had.
Dude, he's got high energy.
Are you
fucking
wow,
that's tight.
Are you fucking serious?
Oh. Rick has just brought in the room some KTEL compilations that he's found at the local thrift store.
Were either
over
one
the
of
years.
Those the record you had?
Gloria Gaynor.
Oh, it is
Sticks.
It is, huh?
I don't think I had this one.
It's not the same one.
It's a disco.
It looked exactly the same. Just different artists.
KTEL was so
Pointer
awesome.
Sisters. Oh, shit.
Jason, I'm pretty sure I had
original
the one
hits by the original stars. KTEL.
This is all from 78 and 79.
Right, we are going to keep
this.
Moving along
oh,
with
sorry.
The quiz.
Sorry.
Quiz continues.
Quiz
let's
continue.
Start with Mark again.
Mark, what was your first rock show?
Rock show. I'm trying to think.
Your first live concert.
Yeah, it could be in a basement. Oh. It could be in a stadium.
The first live concert I ever saw was in the town I grew up in Carlsbad, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Ronnie Millsap. Do you know who that is?
Whoa, I'm not a country artist.
Blind country.
Yeah.
And soul music, really. Yeah, piano player. So that was my first
very cool.
actual live show.
Wow.
It was a big deal in Carlsbad, too. This is like 70-something. And it was like, it was like everyone was there because it's Carlsbad. There's almost no one there. But it was a huge deal.
Totally. It'd be like B.B. King
we
coming to
play. Never had
like
Ronnie Millsap as an answer
Elko.
To this question. So kudos.
Very good. Marcus.
God, I don't know. That's a hard one. It probably would have been around 1990 or 91. It was either...
Warrants?
I saw a whole bunch of... I saw a whole bunch of shows that year. I saw Rush Presto tour.
All right.
I saw
that one twice.
I saw Pantera, Vulgar Display, I think.
With Primus. Sorry.
I think... Was it? No, but they came here. They didn't have Primus. They had Mr. Big.
Oh, wow. Maybe I'm Mr. thinking Big.
I was living in Seattle at the
time. Maybe it was 91.
Yeah. With the boots and the top hat. Yes,
and then
I remember that.
It was... And then Pearl Jam came here, too, and I saw them. So I think that was all some one of those three. I can't remember which one was first.
Wow.
So you're the youngin' in the band.
Yeah, I was, well, I'm 39, so.
Isn't
that
sad?
Not necessarily young.
That's the youngin' in the band?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're
yeah around
really
90, either. 91, somewhere in there. So.
Okay.
JT, yourself.
First real concert, Van Halen 5150
tour. Oh, wow.
And,
nice.
And I got the shirt that said Van Halen kicks ass.
Right.
And immediately cut
the
sleeves off and wore it to school the next day, high school, and got pulled into the vice principal's office, and they told me to turn it inside out because it said kicks ass.
What? Well, that's cool. That
was
makes
that like
up
sixth
for
grade or?
Oh, that was 86. That was actually high school.
Oh,
for
high
me.
School. All right.
86.
So somewhere I was a there, right? Freshman or something.
Right on. Let's see. How often do you masturbate, Mark?
And your daughter is listening.
You asked me this. You asked me this last time.
Yeah, probably. This
so
is
we'll know if you're lying.
So I'll give this. Yeah, I'll check.
Well, you may masturbate at a different frequency
go
now.
Check. 3 years ago's podcast with Mark Ernest.
Once a year, well, I clear out the dust. And
or if he's consistent with his answer.
And I think the answer was every 17 minutes.
Yeah, so, you know what?
I'll stick with
I believe that is correct. I believe that is correct.
Thank you.
Marcus, how often do you wank it?
It's definitely a lot less than it used to be, I can tell you that. Good couple times a week, probably.
Couple
are
times
a little punished
a
tube. A little
are,
fucking,
you,
yeah.
Are you coupled with anyone?
No, I'm single. So, you know.
And apparently he's going to stay that way after the show.
Does it not work anymore? Or?
No, I just don't do it as much as I used to.
He doesn't have it on
older.
The brain.
It's a free orgasm. How do you...
I work a lot, dude.
He's saving it for the right girl.
I have the right girl.
I'm saving
myself.
It's not going to work by the time
you find
a girl.
It's only a couple times a week.
Jason, how about yourself?
I don't know. Every third or fourth day, if need be.
Yeah, a couple times a week.
No wonder you guys are so good at music. You don't masturbate often enough.
I'm of an age with you guys, and I have a girlfriend, and it's at least once a day, occasionally twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jason, what's your marital situation? Or
fantastic.
You're married?
Married, yeah.
Jesus
and Mark's
Christ.
Married.
Yep.
And Mark
I'm your
is
guys'
single. No. Yeah.
I'm okay. Your guys' age, and I'm touching myself right now.
I don't hear the
weird.
Pipe.
Maybe I have. I think I'm
because he's
have
making
low.
It last.
You just got that picture I sent you.
I think I have low T.
Richard, you
when,
share way too much for this.
When
show.
Searching the internet, because I'm sure we all do, for
checking
inspiration for such things, what are your favorite keywords to use, Mark? Favorite keywords
favorite,
when you search
favorite
to jerk.
Keywords.
You know, big boobs, giant bush, tits the size
BBW,
of... BBW. Tiny nipples.
Bondage. BBBW.
Cumbulation.
male for male chuckers.
Cuckolding.
Even I thought that was gay.
Yeah. I have no idea.
You don't use search, just whatever's there.
Do you like black girls? Do you like Asian girls?
The old Playboys from under the bed. He's old school.
Yeah. Vintage Hustler 1975.
Bush Plus.
Marcus, what is your favorite search words?
Oh, dude, I don't know. I go to those like Spank Wire and like. Punish Tube. I have a membership to punishtube.com.
Is there really, you do get a membership to Punish Tube.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask you? Can
your
I ask you a question about Punish Tube?
Have now
hey, dude, it's fucking masturbation. It's a private thing.
Nice.
But,
hey,
I mean,
and now it's public.
Now
so that's
public.
Good.
On the internet forever.
What?
What do you? What? So do you I just watch go whatever. What's on the front page of the
queue? They have like the daily like
random.
Yeah, whatever. So I just scroll through those. And
whatever play. Everybody else is jerking it to.
Yeah.
So you can jerk it with other guys.
Search most popular.
Or then I go to like my what do they call that? My vault or whatever. The ones I've watched before.
The
and I'm like,
spank bank.
Oh, there was that one from like 4 weeks ago. Oh,
rerun.
I rewind that and I'm like, oh yeah, that one. I'll watch that one.
Yeah.
He was hot.
Do you like it in your face?
Jason, same question. You, my
same
friend.
Question. I am not that an interwebular jerker.
Not an
interwebular.
No. Not at all.
You have
do
the
it
old
like
magazines?
Twice a week, and you just, what do you think about stuff?
Just in his mind.
You've got a great imagination.
Oh, my God.
And you have a hottest balls wife.
Fuck yeah, I do.
Right, there you go.
So do you think about like random people at work, or do you think about people you banged when you were a kid? Or?
What?
What did you say?
I don't understand their question.
The whole point
of
this course is to get
does.
You in trouble.
Do you think about your wife? Oh, that was hard.
I'm sorry. I mean, you know.
How often do you think of my name during sex?
I yelled it out last night.
Hey.
I got slapped.
Bonus 100 points.
Yeah. I can guarantee you there's nobody that cares about our sex lives at all on there listening to your show.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Even Chewy agrees, who's not listening right now.
Oh, I have one.
Chewy is the wisest person on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's not on. Nick, you have a question for the group.
Let's start with Jason. Who is the most famous and the most interesting person you've ever met?
Oh.
And they could be two different people, or it could be the same person, or whatever.
Or the Venn diagram of the two.
Yes.
God, I don't have an answer straight away for that.
So the answer
come
is
come on, Starfucker.
It's hard to go first, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's tough. There's a lot of people I wish I got to meet.
Sexually.
I'm going to have to... Steve, you're going to have to go to somebody else.
You can always save me.
I don't think I've ever met anybody famous.
Ever?
I don't think I've ever met... what the hell is his name? When I was a kid, and I totally forget this football player's name, but when I was a kid, I went to
O.J. Simpson?
I went to this... I went to this church camp that...
me and Joe Green.
It was like... We
Michael
went to
Vick?
This church camp, and there was all these football players there. And he was on the Dallas Cowboys, and I can't
was it
fucking
Romo?
Remember his name.
Tony Romo?
Penn State coach?
This
would have been like a while ago.
No, it was
Tony Dorsett. Sandusky?
It wasn't Tony Dorsett. It was, God damn it,
punched
I can't
his
remember
wife
his
right in the face?
That was the only famous, I can't remember the dude's name. He was a running back for the Cowboys.
So a famous
Cowboys.
Cowboy.
Yeah, for the Cowboys. Okay. But it was like 84. And okay. I don't think I've ever met anybody famous at all in my entire life. Huh.
Well, Mark you know Ernest. Mark Ernest?
Well, yeah, I mean...
You know Tom Gordon?
Yeah, Tom Gordon.
Tom Gordon's actually more legitimately famous than most of the
well,
people
Mark,
we know.
Well, Mark, you work for the Gazette Journal, and you
he's
were the
talked,
right.
He's talked
editor,
to tons
so
of
you
people.
Must.
Well, yeah. I was going to ask what you meant by met, because a lot of these were
on the phone. Yeah.
So I've never... But I've definitely talked to famous people.
Give us an interesting
a
list
bunch.
Of people you've interviewed.
Yeah. Give us a
well,
lowdown.
Okay, Marcus, I will.
I want to hear it.
The ones that come to mind... Probably because I like their music so much. And it's all music people for the most part. Mm-hmm. Except the... who's the actor from The Evil Dead?
Oh, Bruce Campbell.
Campbell.
Bruce
Campbell.
Yeah, he was actually an asshole, so...
Nice! hey, speaking of Evil Dead, still showing at Good Luck Macbeth Theater.
Yeah,
hey,
I
knew
Evil Dead the musical, all month segue. Long through Halloween night.
That was a good plug.
Thanks,
segue.
Let's see... John Lydon, that was
Johnny
huge.
Lash,
oh, rad.
Johnny Rotten.
I don't remember it right now. I wish I could now, but I had to call Toronto to talk to him before they played here a couple years ago, and his desk name at his hotel was completely obscene. It was like hemorrhoid.
Johnny Bag of Dicks.
Hemorrhoid penis snatch or something. It was horrible.
Maybe
it
he'd like
really
that show.
Yeah, actually, yeah, he would. So John Lydon, Alice Cooper, which was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick.
Oh.
I've interviewed Neil Peart.
Yes.
Dick.
That's huge.
Brian Wilson from The Beach Boys, which was really strange, but cool.
Sober or drunk Brian Wilson?
Well, it was 5 or 6 years ago when he was at the Legacy. So he was relatively. You could tell he was on medication, but he was fairly lucid. Actually, it was kind of a surprise.
Cool.
Those are like the big ones I can think of.
Nice.
You met you interviewed Les Claypool. I was kind of
I did.
Jealous of that
and in fact, both Les cool both Les that. Claypool and Peter Frampton left me messages on my machine.
Oh, because, and because you deleted it, didn't you?
Of course, because we were like a few seconds away from doing it, or there was some weird thing with Les Claypool, and he actually called me back up and said, "This is Les Claypool." And he had that voice and everything. It was awesome.
Oh, man.
And it's just so weird to come home and say, "Hello, this is Peter Frampton. I know I'm calling a little bit early, but I'm wondering if we could start a bit early. If you want to call me back, it's blah, blah, blah." And
nice. Very
that's pretty cool, man.
That is pretty rad.
He really did come alive.
On your message phone.
On my message phone.
I do have an answer.
No. All right.
No,
Jason's back. Yay! Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I had to go back in the archives.
Late. I did give you a zero, but...
Well, you're going to love
give
this.
Give him a second chance.
You're going to love this, because this goes back a ways, like about, I don't know, 15 or 20 years. Anyways, I got to go to this music convention that used to go on every year. It was called Foundations Forum. And it was like a kind of like a metal, heavy metal, rock kind of thing. And all kinds of bands played there. And I got to meet King Diamond.
Yes.
Nice.
And I actually had a conversation with him. And he started telling us, I was there with Mark Mutz, my friend from Way to the Tide. He started telling us about his dreams and how it inspired his songs. And he would go into this, he just went off on this tangent about...
Like, these insanity.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's rad, though.
The next day, I got to meet Lemmy.
Ooh.
He was funny.
Ooh.
He was funny. That was good.
Ooh.
I got his autograph.
Massive points
still.
For that one.
Yeah.
So,
and King Diamond. That's pretty rocking.
Yeah.
All right. I think it's time to move to the rapid fire portion of the show. So, unlike previous questions, just say the first thing that comes to mind when Nick asks you a question. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Yes.
So, Marcus.
Yes, sir.
Elvis or Beatles?
Beatles.
Elvis or Beatles?
Oh, Beatles.
Beatles by a long shot.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars for me.
Both.
Star Wars.
Okay, easy. Not Black Sabbath. How about Ozzy or Dio?
Dio.
Oh,
Ozzy.
Ozzy.
Okay, Nickelback or Coldplay?
Coldplay for sure.
Fucking Coldplay.
Yep, Coldplay.
Okay, Nickelback or Herpes?
Ooh, that's a hard one. That's what she said. I think I'd rather go Nickelback on that.
Herpes.
I can,
hey! I can. Jason, scoring points.
I would much rather suffer Nickelback.
So. Yeah, I think so.
All right. Okay, let's go with some food questions. Do you like creamy or crunchy peanut butter?
I guess I'll go crunchy on that one.
Crunchy, man.
Yep, crunchy. See, we get along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meat pizza or vegetarian?
Meat.
Veg.
I would probably go veg for the two choices.
Okay. AIDS or cancer?
Oh. That's a tough one, dude. Oh,
throw that little curveball in with the food questions.
Depends on how I got it, but I would say... I don't know, dude. Okay. Cancer, I guess. Let's go with that.
Cancer from smoking or AIDS from being violently raped in prison?
Oh, if you put it like
cancer
that.
Cancer from smoking.
No. It's just a straight-up question.
AIDS
Remember,
cancer.
It's rapid fire. AIDS or cancer? Go.
AIDS.
which one's faster?
Let's say they both go about the same speed.
AIDS.
Okay. Ugh.
Right. Everybody has
dirty
AIDS.
Cum sucker.
I'm an AIDS man myself.
Blind or deaf?
Oh, yeah, blind or deaf.
Marcus.
I would definitely go blind.
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 Okay. I got that
masturbators.
Beat up or arrested?
Beat up or arrested?
Yes, sir.
Like, would you rather
Don't beat answer
up?
A question with a question.
I'd rather get beat up.
Arrested.
Arrested.
Okay. Cheater or cheated?
Cheater.
cheated.
Ladies.
Yes.
Single man.
Mark.
Hey, I've been cheated on too many times.
Okay. Shaven or hairsuit? Bald. Oh, wait.
No. For my woman?
Hairy.
How do I
hairy
like
Hairy or Or it's all hirsute.
How do you
like
hirsute?
Hirsute, and that's like where they bleach it so that you can't tell so much, but it's still there.
All right, let's go like landed strip versus bald.
Bald.
Big 70s bush.
That's really a mood question, isn't it?
That's a good answer right there.
I'm down with both.
Hirsute.
Nice. So, Hustler 75.
Oh, yes,
I told you.
Scash
Bush. I told you.
Bush Plus.
Let's go with the
Joy of Sex,
Pat
first
Benatar
edition.
Or Deborah Harry.
Ooh, Deborah Harry.
Pat Benatar. Current or past?
Heyday.
Past. Heyday.
Deborah Harry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you, as they are today.
Oh, Rick. Rick has one.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Ooh, Marcus.
But
they're both hated.
That's the weirdest question I've ever heard in my life.
I do have a lot of
gay or ginger.
I have a lot of red hues in the hair, but
so do
it doesn't really matter.
No, I'm talking moly redhead or total queer.
I think I'd rather be gay.
Thank you.
I'm
cool with gay.
You would fit right in.
Can I be bi so it doubles my chances on Saturday night?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And your wardrobe.
A gay bisexual freak. Okay.
All right. Okay, let's wrap it up because we're short on time here. But
namaste.
Let's get to the question
namaste.
Of questions.
Namastizzle.
If you could only pick between the Beatles or Star Wars... And you could only have one in our
imagine
life.
The other one will never exist.
The other one will never exist. Which one do you pick?
I'm going to go Beatles.
I said Beatles.
Yep, Beatles.
Music guys all the way around.
And I love Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Rory, I have Star Wars shirts.
Tally up your
all right. That was a lovely quiz. There was a lot of strong answering. The weakest answer, however, was Marcus.
Oh, come on.
Coming in with the least amount of points, 274. But taking the lead with a full 597 points, Mr. Jason Thomas.
597.
He met Lemmy and
what
King
did
Diamond.
Ernest get?
590. Very close.
Where's the 7-point
I would have met more famous people. Dude, my masturbation story was like better
that was
than
the
anybody's.
Best. You know, sometimes I get mad at Rory too for judging. Yeah. But
well, like as usual, I do favor the pretty girl. So the pretty girl won this week, as usual.
Yeah. Thank you, for
Jason.
Making
is
me
the cheesecake
pretty.
In the band? That's for sure.
I feel so pretty.
Oh, so pretty.
So you guys want to do a couple more songs, and we'll wrap this bitch
yes.
up. Tell them
yes.
what
we're
going to
do.
Playing and where you can be playing.
Can you play, yes. Marcus?
Well, and don't forget, after the show, we're going to be heading down to the open mic at Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor.
I forgot to tell everybody last week that I'm hosting this week, so it doesn't
But it happens every Monday.
I don't
Monday.
Know who's hosting next week at when this podcast comes out.
Might be Mr. Glenn Osborne, I believe.
Okay, cool. Go see Glenn on Monday. But, and thanks for coming if you came on this Monday.
Every Monday, down to Jub Jub's, Blazing Mike's open mic. Anything
past.
Goes. We have a great time every week, and Nick and I are usually there at least for a drink.
I'm confused. Where are we? What time is it?
It's time for you to just listen.
Okay.
Take your meds.
It's hot in here.
Yeah, no.
Big choir
this,
time.
I'm
yeah.
just glad
this,
it's October
this,
and not August.
That's true. Does
yes.
this show come out this week, you think, or not?
Yeah, it comes out Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Midnight.
Wednesday night, midnight.
So,
Thursday.
And this week, it will have the first time being worked on by associate intern, Miss Samantha Gates.
Oh.
Helping me out on the production end.
Oh,
she's
Vince,
holy
Vince's
shit.
Our little fan, our wolf pack has grown by one.
Vince's daughter, right?
Yeah, yeah. She's a lovely little fiddle player and violinist herself.
Vince sold me this band in 1996.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome.
So
wonderful recording studio
yeah,
out
Vince
of the Carson
awesome.
City.
So can I plug the show we're doing on Saturday then?
Yes, yes, yeah. please.
We are playing on Saturday, October 11th at 8 o'clock at The Monolith, which used to be called Ampersand there on Arlington.
Right, right. Cool the old whiskey.
Yep, the old whiskey. And we're playing with a great, great, great band from Portland called Fortune Club. Mm. Which features a dude named Aaron who used to live here in Reno. He was in a band called Price County, who were great.
Price Country.
Country, sorry. Country. I've had a few. And $2, 21, Tiger Bunny's going to spin
nice.
Stuff. It's swell.
Very cool.
I'm going to do a breakdown.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my plug.
All right. Well, and for people interested in following you guys, you can find you on Facebook.
Facebook.com/vaguechoir. And yeah, and then vaguechoir.bandcamp.com.
Excellent.
It's probably the two places that I actually care about upkeeping. Yes.
So put your points and your internet presence there.
All right. So yeah, so this song's on the record, and it's called...
Breakdown.
Yeah, it's called the...
Wake Up.
Yeah.
Yeah!
It's called The Sky...
Tom Petty.
It's called The Sky's Not Yellow, It's Chicken.
That was so rad.
Nice. Oh. Very cool.
Uncle Rick, let's listen to some more.
I agree. Play another one.
Okay. So we'll do the big hit single.
Oh, big hit. Which one is that?
Downhill.
Oh, except that I have to. Except that I have to detune. I just realized.
That's a hit single.
Yes, it's the hit single.
Whoa.
I guess. It's the one you can get for
number
free.
One on the chart in Scandinavia.
It's the one you can get for free on Bandcamp. So.
Really?
Gentlemen, I love you. I must be going to go host a podcast.
All right, man.
So to say goodbye to our audience. Thanks for listening this week. And thank you, Big Choir, for being on the show.
Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Well, bye, Nick.
And thank you. Fuck you, Nick.
fuck you, Mike.
That's what I was thinking.
Thank you, Rory, for hosting. And thank you, Dogwater Dick. And thank you, Dakota, who's listening in the back room, for having us do this every week in your house and never giving you any sleep.
And it sucks living here.
I'll see you down at the Jub Jub's open mic. Bye-bye.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does, Rick.
Okay, so, and thank you, Nick.
Oh, wait,
good hustle.
Hold on, let me set up my mic here.
Oh, right, yes, Marcus has to sing.
Marcus is a bit of a prima donna, if you haven't noticed. He's constantly adjusting the mic. Touching the mic, Rick says, to never fucking touch.
Well, it's all that masturbation.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I just suck his dick.
It's rather the lack of masturbation is what it is.
All right.
All right, so... And with that...
Just want to play bass, dude. Come on.
A couple black dudes in that shit,
that's
too.
That's what you call
this
it.
This is called All Downhill from here. Take it away, Jason. Oh.
Was good.
Fuck, you guys are so rad.
Ooh, that was a rough one.
No cafe.
Well, thank you guys for being here tonight. This has been a great episode. I can't. The fans are going to be looking forward to this. I hope so.
I hope so.
All five of them.
Yes. I had fun.
We've actually got seven now. We have seen some growth in the last few
everything's
years.
Everything's coming up roses, eh?
Yes,
did
absolutely.
Did it actually tell you how many people are listening or whatever? On
yeah, I, there's stuff. Yeah, I have a count.
Rory doesn't ever tell me, so I assume it's nobody.
I just don't like talking about it during the show.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I'm not talking about it after the show either.
You never ask because I leave quickly.
Well, I thought this was a pretty interesting.
Anyway, this
I'd listen to it.
You should. We've been on for four fucking years, man.
Yeah, everybody listens
all
to the
all of
show
your
that
friends have
on.
Been on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. But thanks again. Thanks once again for being here. Thanks to you, the beautiful listening audience who have sat through all of this. Please don't forget to check out our fine sponsors and the fine events going around in your town. Most notably, Vague Choir playing at Monolith this weekend. Because by the time you hear this show, your tickets for Evil Dead the Musical this weekend have been sold out. You're going to have to get tickets for next weekend. That's right. This show's the talk of the town. You want to get your tickets now because they are selling out fast and there are only a few more weeks left in the month. So go check out brownpapertickets.com where we have the tickets for that available. Coming up, looking ahead into futures months, we have Mary Anarchy coming up in the 11th and 12th, 12th and 13th of December?
Which we are playing.
Which, hey, awesome.
So far away, Rory.
No, it's not, really.
We have way closer stuff.
Yeah, but we start talking about it now so everybody remembers to come to it.
Okay.
Hey, there's a big orgy going on in Rick's basement next weekend. Yee! See, and now nobody's going to show up. But if you let me say it was on New Year's, lots of people would be
here.
We'll
be there. They'll mark their calendar now.
Yeah, mark your calendar now for the going away show in Rick's butt.
Amen. It's a mess.
It'll be a going away hemorrhoid. Anyway, I thought I'd just tie that in here at the end of the show for Chewy, Nick Ramirez.
Wait. Are we going to close out with a song by them off the album? Can we listen to an album cut?
Do it.
Yes. Okay, an album
what
cut.
What album cut do you want to hear?
Play Cut Out Bin, which I think is number number nine. Yes, play that song.
Okay, sweet. So that's what we're going to hear on the way out.
Can I finish?
Yes, now you can.
For Chewbacca, Nick Ramirez, Dogwater Dick, Nate, and our intern team of JB and Sam, I am the Reverend Rory Dowd saying, good night, ladies. Life's short. I love you.
Why do you seem so down? Is it because the very few are only there to see you still spinning around? Cheer up, it's not so bad. Surrounded by the ones you love, still believe in every scratch and every sound. Nothing can take you away. You'll always find a new place. Time that started fierce, bashed you in and made you wish that you were dead. We're gonna pick you up. You forget about the ones who walked away for shiny things to fill their heads. Nothing can take you away. You'll always find. Still mine.
anymore.
To get me a hydrogen bomb.
Dog War Studios.
I'm gonna have to take drastic steps with her.
No.
I'm gonna have to give you a spanking.
Why?